Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It looks like T-Mobile customers won't have to worry about a spike in their phone bills. A five-year price freeze is part of a settlement with California announced Wednesday after T-Mobile's controversial merger with Sprint. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
State Attorney General Javier Becerra says he sued last June to stop the deal for two major reasons.
This merger would put lower-cost plans that California relies upon at risk, and it could cost hardworking Californians their jobs.
He led a coalition of 14 state attorneys general. But in February, a federal judge sided with T-Mobile and Sprint, who said the deal would benefit consumers by helping the companies build a better next-generation 5G wireless network than each could do alone. Becerra says he chose not to appeal the judge's decision after reaching a settlement.
The merged T-Mobile has committed to offering Californians two low-cost plans for service for at least the next 5 years. This deal also protects California jobs.
He says all California T-Mobile and Sprint retail employees in good standing will get an offer of substantially similar employment. And a new customer service center will create about 1,000 new jobs in the Fresno County city of Kingsburg. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
It appears California voters have rejected a $15 billion bond to improve aging school facilities around the state. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Proposition 13, not to be confused with the property tax measure passed 40 years ago, would have helped fix leaking roofs and remove asbestos in schools. But it appears to have fallen short of the simple majority it needed to pass, with 46% in support. Mark Baldessari with the Public Policy Institute of California says looming fears of a recession may have had an impact.
There's been growing concerns about the economy, and I think that when it comes to bonds and spending money, especially in this large amount, concerns about the economy weigh heavily on voters.
The proposition was the only statewide measure on the primary ballot. Baldessari says it could serve as a trial balloon for other bond measures during the general election in November. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Defying a veto threat, Congress has approved a bipartisan measure to limit President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The House gave final legislative approval to the measure Wednesday, sending it to Trump. The president has promised to veto the resolution, warning that if his hands were tied, Iran would have a field day. The resolution, sponsored Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, declares that Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Supporters say the measure is not about Trump, but is an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war. Federal agents fanned out across the United States in early morning raids Wednesday aimed at dismantling the upper echelon of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, known as CJNG. More than 650 people have been arrested, more than 15,000 kilos of meth have been seized, and nearly $20 million has been taken by authorities. For the U.S., combating Mexico's fastest-growing and most violent gang is a top priority. Law enforcement officials believe the gang has drug distribution hubs in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Houston, and Atlanta, and it's believed to have a presence in 24 of Mexico's 32 states. More rain showers are expected throughout the Inland Empire today, and there's a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon everywhere, including the Coachella Valley. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood watch that will be in effect from noon today through Friday morning everywhere except the Coachella Valley, which will be under a flash flood watch from noon today through this evening. The low-pressure system making its way inland is expected to produce heavy rainfall at times, which could cause flooding in low-lying areas with poor drainage and desert mountain slopes. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.